Hey, 1PM, you're listening to the 5-minute summary of this episode. If you're at the right place, enjoy.
Okay. How to provide medications or medication counseling. And just to reiterate, it's always important before prescribing anything that you go through the patient's ideas, concerns, and expectations, or the ICE mnemonic you'll probably learn later on. You perform history, exam, and order investigations you think are appropriate before prescribing anything. That's my preface. Now for the good part, the mnemonic which will help you in your OSCEs. And this mnemonic is the Reed's mnemonic, R-E-A-D-S-S. And this mnemonic is just a good way of remembering how to prescribe medications to a patient in an OSCE. Can anyone guess what the R stands for?
Rationale.
You know, I'm just going to explain it, okay? So the R stands for the reasons you're giving the drug, okay? So it's really important that you...
The rationale.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it is.
What are you saying?
Yeah, we got rationale and reasons for giving the drug are literally the same things. My bad. We're all human, okay, Daniel. We're all human. Okay? Rationale. Very fancy. I like it. I like reasons for giving the drug, mate. Okay?
I second guess myself there.
Rationale. Perfect. Okay, E. Explain what E stands for then, mate.
I don't know the mnemonic.
No, learn it. Give it to me. You were trying to interrupt before.
Rationale, explain how to use it.
Oh, fuck you. He knows his shit.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Explain how to take the medication, right? So explain, is it a tablet? How many times do they take it a day? So the admin route and frequency. And then A.
Is it adverse effects?
Allergies.
Oh, okay.
That's a later on one, but allergies because you don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
Allergies, man. If you're in ED, you always, or even GP, or wherever you're practicing, you always ask about allergies. Maybe if you're a radiologist, you don't. But oh no, it actually is relevant for a radiologist because if you're allergic to the dye, yeah, that's bad. Okay, always ask about allergies. Okay, so whilst it's kind of weird to ask halfway through about allergies, it's always important to double check that, and it's one of the most commonly forgotten things, I think. So allergies, don't get sued. Okay, trying to protect your license, Daniel. Now D. Anyone?
Drug interactions.
Fuck off. How do you know? How do you know this, man? But okay, drug interactions, right? So I like to think of like the potentially bad medication combinations, like if they're already using NSAIDs regularly and you're adding a thiazide diuretic to the ACE inhibitors, you've got to warn them of triple whammy and to avoid things like that. Okay. S. Come on, smart ass.
I don't know. Summarize it all back?
No.
Side effects,
yeah. So adverse effects, side effects, yeah. Because as one consultant told me, there's no such thing as a free lunch when it comes to drugs. Every drug has some sort of side effect, okay? And of course, you want to avoid drug combinations which have the same target and lead to increased side effects. And what's the last S? Dan, are you a safe GP, mate? Come on. You've told this patient.
I'm trying to figure out this mnemonic.
You've given these side effects, mate. What are you going to do, man?
Safety net.
Yeah, safety net. Okay. Whenever you prescribe anything, you got a safety net, right? You give them instructions for when to come back to the GP or when to go to the ED specifically. So safety netting / follow-up, I like to include together. So can someone quickly give me a rundown of the Reed's mnemonic for prescribing?
R. Rationale.
E.
Explain.
A.
Allergies.
D.
Oh, I can't remember.
D. D.
Drug interactions.
Oh, man, bro. Stop being such a hog, man. Oh, fuck's sake.
Sorry.
Okay, S.
Side effects.
Yes, S.
Right, safety net.
Safety netting. Yay. Everyone can read here now, eh? Good.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, we're done. Medication counseling, done. Now you're going to pass all your OSCEs. You're not going to repeat an entire year because you learned how to prescribe medication. So now, one of you lucky guests get to use the Reed's mnemonic to explain to me how I should take my Ramipril tablet. Okay, so now it's your time to shine.
Hi, I'm Nien. I'm the GP.
Hey, how you going?
Hi, hey. I'm good. So I understand you've been diagnosed with hypertension.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. And you've been prescribed Ramipril?
I'm not really sure.
That's all right. So the reason why you need to take it is because you have high blood pressure and we need to control that with this medication to avoid very bad complications such as stroke and heart attack later if we don't control it.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
yeah. Yeah, so all you need to do is swallow one tablet daily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any allergies?
No.
Okay, all right. Do you take any other medications?
Yeah, a few.
A few?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you take ibuprofen?
No.
No. Okay. In the case that you do need to, please know that you're not advised to take ibuprofen with this medication because it can affect your kidneys.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes people can develop irritating cough with this medication. You can get GI upsets.
Yeah, GI upset, yeah.
And hypotension, which means that the medication just worked too effectively and you just feel like fainting, lightheaded.
Okay. From
it. So please do let me know if it does occur and we can change to different medication.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. And we will follow up in 2 weeks' time to see if there's any other side effects. Okay. That you can have, and then we can adjust from there.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you feel any other side effects after starting this medication, like lightheadedness or coughing or GI upsets, just stop the medications and see your doctor. Yeah.
Great.
Cool. Mate, that's global score 5, people. That is, mate, brilliant. On the spot job. That was brilliant. Okay.
Yeah, crikey.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to our OSCE summary episode. Check out 1pm.wiki. And for all your first principles, keep it right here at 1pm.